when you're getting ready to plant a field, first of all, you have to break up the ground.
Yeah. And then you take a disc, cut it with a disc.
What's a disc?
Well, it's a thing that's built, and it's got discs on it. There's one sitting right out yonder.
What are some of the other things you use for breaking up land?
Well, you take a turning plow and then these bog discs. You just put them in an angle. And the one I got, I cut the ground just about, well, when the disc was new, they cut it right at 10, 11, 12 inches deep. And then you go if you make your first round, then you come back, and there's a ridge right in the middle of them, between them discs, you know. There's about four discs on the side. And then there's a place in the middle where the middle disc went, just sort of like that. Then you come back around, and after you let the outside section of your bog, let your outside disc catch that little old place in there, and that gets it. And after you get over it, you can have a drag on this section over here. And when you get over it, your ground's ready to plant.
What other kinds of plows are there?
Well, there's a turning plow. You've seen them, I reckon.
I think so.
They had a solid wing way back when it first come out. It was a solid wing.
Uh-huh.
And it'd come up here and it'd sort of turn out. And it would flop the dirt over, you see. And then they got a slat wing. Plow. That'd shed a lot of this red land that solid wing wouldn't shed. And then they had a what they call a subsoiler. This was way down there with long, I call them long feet on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits them behind a tractor. And they just subsoil that ground, you see. And then when the rain comes, it'll just go down them little furrows and wouldn't wash the land so that way.
It was sort of like this then?
Mm-hmm.
Like how many?
Well, it'd be about, on a tractor, there'd be about three or four of them.
Just digging into the straight
end? Yeah, they'd get down in the ground, and sometimes they'd go in the ground that deep.
About a foot or so?
Yeah, or 18 inches, something like that.
You ever heard of a bull
tongue?
Bull tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one at the barn. It's made with a, it's got a piece that goes down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the beam it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a slot in there cut out. And it'll go down over, fits down over this piece here that you put your plow on. And it's got handles on it. And you hit the middle of that, put your shovel on it. Then there's a rod goes from this here foot here up to the beam to hold it from working back and forth. And that's what you call a bull tongue. You lay off corn ground with it, and you can lay off a big furrow with them. You have different shovels, you know. You put on a smaller shovel, or you can put on a big shovel. And of course, the bigger the shovel, the bigger the furrow.